Well, Managing God's Money is a book that I have been wanting to write literally for 20 years. Ever since I wrote the first edition of Money, Possessions, and Eternity, which was in 1989, then I did a very thorough revision of it in 2004, 2005, something like that, an update. But I have always wanted to do a smaller book that dealt with the whole realm of Christian stewardship. The Treasure Principles is a smaller book. It sold over 1.5 million copies, but it's specifically on giving, and it includes God's ownership and some other stewardship, related things. But Managing God's Money, a biblical guide, is written. The cookies are put down on a lower shelf. Everybody can understand it. It's challenging, and it deals with all of the issues from, I mean, insurance, inheritance, gambling, saving, debt, all of those types of practical things, but also lays a biblical foundation for the call of God as owner of all of our assets, and hence the title Managing God's Money. Not managing your money. It isn't your money. It belongs to God. We are his money managers, and that theme of stewardship is woven throughout. And one of the other things I'm excited about this book for is it's got a substantial amount in it, even though it's a small book and covers a lot of ground, but the list price is only $5.99. And I really, in a day when books are very expensive, I wanted an inexpensive book, and at $5.99, even the pages look nice. I mean, sometimes you get the mass market editions, and the pages are kind of hard to read. They're dark, and they got little flecks of wood in them, and they get, and these are nice looking pages. I go, the publisher really pulled this off. And so for $5.99, I think it's a very great price on a book that I'm excited about, that I think God is going to use in a lot of people's lives.